Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, September 14. New South Wales has recorded 1,127 new COVID cases and 2 deaths, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian leaving today's press conference to Dr. Jeremy McAnulty. Victoria has recorded 445 new cases and 2 more deaths, including a man in his 20s, while Queensland's Sunnybank school cluster continues to grow, with 1 new case recorded overnight. A young woman has been repeatedly stabbed in a frenzied and unprovoked assault on a North Queensland beach. The 23-year-old was attacked while sunbaking alone at a beach in Mackay, sustaining severe lacerations to her head, neck, arms and legs. A 16-year-old boy was arrested and charged after the woman sought help at a nearby construction site. And rugby star Quade Cooper looks set to finally become an Australian citizen after the federal government made a change to eligibility rules for some visa holders. New Zealand-born Cooper revealed in June that his citizenship requests had been rejected on 4 separate occasions because his schedule of overseas travel while playing rugby left him short of requirements. The announcement comes just days after Cooper kicked the match-winning penalty to help the Wallabies beat South Africa in his first test in more than 4 years. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffernan.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.